We are holding on Kof Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. We're still talking about Dinim of Kiddush. So now another din, we were talking about the dinim of when you have to interrupt your meal to make Kiddush, the dinim of Potus Mapo Makadish. So now more dinim about Kiddush. These few blocks until Daf Kof Zayin, we're going to be talking about various dinim of Kiddush and Havdalah. So the Gemara says, Oisim b'nei adam shekidshu b'vesek nesis. People who make Kiddush in shul. Namely, the Rashbam says, we're talking about, you have in many Veltish shuls, they have that after Maariv, the Chazan gets up and makes Kiddush in shul. So what's the deal with that? Omer Rab, Yedei Yayin lo Yotzu, Yedei Kiddush Yotzu. So Rab says, they're not yotze the bracha on the wine in the sense that if when they go home, they have more wine that they want to drink over there, they're going to have to make another bracha on it because that's called shinui makom, which we're going to be talking about in more detail later on, that they went from one place to another, so therefore they need to make a new bracha. But Rav is saying they are yotze kiddush, and then Ashbam says, even if they didn't actually drink from the cup, the point is that Rav doesn't require Kiddush Makam Soda. So even though he's not eating or drinking anything there in Shul, Rav says he's still Yotze Kiddush. Shmuel, I'm after de Kiddush Lo Yotzu. Shmuel says that no, they're not Yotze Kiddush. They're not Yotze Kiddush either, because, as we're going to say soon, he holds that ain't Kiddush Ala Makam Soda. Now, the reason behind why we should say that Kiddush has to be Makam Soda is based on the Pasuk. We say it in Shabbos morning Kiddush, the Karosa la Shabbos Oneg, which means that the Karosa means calling, means when we declare the holiness of Shabbos, which is Kiddush, and that has to be in the same place as the Oneg, which is where you enjoy the Shabbos meal. That's one reason, Rashbam says. Another reason is, practically speaking, another reason is just a Svara. Given that you have, now Daraisa, you have to make Kiddush on Friday night, but Daraisa, you don't have to do it over a cup of wine. It's only Midrabanan that you need to. So Mesama, then, when we say you have to do it over wine, would be in the place where you're going to be having your Soda. So therefore, Shmuel says that you're not Yotze, that if you make Kiddush in Shul, and you're not actually eating over there, then you're not Yotze either. You're not Yotze the Bracha on wine. You would have to make it over again at home, but you're also not Yotze Kiddush. So the question is, Elo l'Rav lo malei l'Kiddush b'beisi. So according to Rav, if he was Yotze Kiddush by making it in Shul, then why is he saying Kiddush over again at home? The Chazan, that is. And the answer is, Kedei l'Hotzi, Bonav of Nebeisi. Okay, he himself was Yotze, but he still has to be Motzi, his children and his family. Which, by the way, we see from that if a person was actually Yotze Kiddush, they still can go and make Kiddush again for their family. But according to Rav, that's what's it. So you make Kiddush in Shul, as we're going to say in a second why. And according to Rav, you are in fact Yotze Kiddush with it. And therefore, so okay, you go home and you make Kiddush again. But the bracha on wine, if you're going to be drinking wine again during the meal, then you're going to have to make a separate Bar Priya Gofen on it. Normally, like this, if you make Kiddush and you're going to eat the meal right there, then any wine that you drink during the meal is countered by the bracha HaGofen that you made on Kiddush. Okay, so then Shmuel lomalei the kaddush b'beik nishta. So according to Shmuel, why b'chlal are we making kiddush in shul? If according to him, you're not yotze anything. Now, according to Rav, Tosfos says the question, there's not really a question, because Rav would say the reason we have to make kiddush in shul is you have people who don't have families, so therefore they're not going to be making kiddush over again at home. So like this, in order to be motzi them, he's going to make it in shul, and then they'll go home. There's nobody at home for them to make kiddush for again. So then they can just sit down and make a motzi and start their meal. But according to Shmuel, if you're not even yotze kiddush with the one in shul, because not the makom soda, then what's the point of making kiddush in shul? And the answer is la puki orchim yedei chevasan. The purpose of it is, according to Shmuel, is to be motzi the orchim, the guests in town, to be motzi them. The ochav v'shasa v'gana v'veik nishta. They eat and drink and sleep in the shul, which actually Tosfos says not really in the shul itself, because you're not allowed to eat and drink and sleep in a shul unless you make a t'nai on it to begin with. What it means, Tosfos says, is you have little rooms next to the shul. And the guests stay there. Now, we're going to get into soon, we're going to get into now the question of what exactly is considered B'makom Sodah. Tosfos, for this purpose, learns that when it's all within the same building and they intend to hear it in one place and eat in a different place in the same building, then it counts as Kiddush B'makom Sodah, so then it would be good. Otherwise, we would have to assume that what it means is these guests would have to go to their rooms and hear the Kiddush from there. The Kiddush that Chazan is making in Shul, they'd have to hear from there. So according to Shmuel, that's what making Kiddush in Shul accomplishes. Lamaisa, by the way, nowadays, it's very rare that we have guests that are staying in the shul or even in rooms next to the shul. So the Beis Yosef writes, and he writes in Shulchan Aruch as well, that the better thing to do, he says, in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is not to make Kiddush in shul. And therefore, that's the better thing to do, because otherwise, what's the purpose you're making this Kiddush for? It might be a bracha levatala, because you're not accomplishing anything with it. There's no orchid. Tosfos says the same thing on the previous Amud. On the other hand, in many Veltashe Kehillos outside Eretz Yisrael, they do have the minhag to say the Skiddush. And the idea is the idea behind it is just like we find a number of other takonos of Chazal that we still keep on doing, even though the reason for it may not exist anymore. The same way, for example, we say Bracha Achas Mein Sheva on Friday night. The Chazan says Bracha Achas Mein Sheva after Shemoneh Esrei. And the original idea behind it, we learned in Masechta Shabbos, was that in those days the shuls were outside the city, and it was dangerous to go home by yourself at night, and therefore they put that in order that people will have extra time to finish davening and everyone can walk home together. Well, nowadays we don't have that issue, and yet we still say Baruch Achas Mein Sheva. So the same thing can be over here as far as making Kiddush in shul. In fact, the Magen Avraham brings an idea. He says, "You see, for there's a Gemara in Tainis that tells about there was a guy, a Pashto Yid, who davened when there was a drought. He davened and rain right away fell. And afterwards, when they asked him what was his special schus, it turned out that his special schus was that he would make Kiddush for the year, that he would arrange to have wine for Kiddush for the Tzibur in Shul. So the Magen Avraham says, so you see, that's a big thing." Lamaisa, though, I mean, our minhag is that we don't, and in Eretz Yisrael they don't, and different kehillos have different minhagim about that. When they do make Kiddush in Shul, by the way, it mentions in Shulchan Aruch that the one who's making Kiddush shouldn't be drinking the wine, because since he's not making Kiddush from Makom Soda, so he's not Yotze Kiddush, the halacha is like Shmuel in this, as we're going to see soon, So he's not Yotze Kiddush, he can't be drinking before Kiddush. So the better thing in that case is they give it to a kid to drink. That is how they do it in shuls that I've seen where they make Kiddush in shul is they give it to a kid to drink. If there's no kid, then okay, the one who makes Kiddush can drink it himself, but then l'chatchila you should drink at least the revius. So that at least according to some opinions it can be considered Kiddush Makom Soda. Now, by the way, usually when we have machlokes Rav and Shmuel in Dine Issa Vehetu, usually the halacha is like Rav. But over here, we're going to see soon, there are a number of Amoraim who acted like what Shmuel says, that Kiddush has to be Makom Soda, and therefore that is the halacha. So the Gemara says, V'az the Shmuel l'taymei, Shmuel is going according to his own svar. When he says that Kiddush has to be Makom Soda, when he says that you're not Yotze Kiddush in Shul, because there's no soda over there. Because Shmuel says exactly that the Kiddush has to be in the place of the soda, and if you make Kiddush when you don't have the soda over there, then you're not Yotze Kiddush. So, Sovra Mina, now the Chachamim, who heard this din from Shmuel, thought, Hani Mili Mi Bias Labias, maybe that only applies if you're going from one house to another. You made Kiddush, let's say, in Shul, and then you're going home. Then you're not Yotze Kiddush. Avol mimokim lemokim b'chad beis aloi. But maybe, for example, if you're within the same building, if you're going, let's say, for example, Rashi and Rashbam say, let's say, for example, you made Kiddush on the ground floor, and then you're going up to the second floor. So then they thought, loy, that wouldn't apply, and maybe you would be Yotze Kiddush, even according to Shmuel. But Amalahu Rab Onan Bar Tachlifa, Zimnin Sagi and Habakkuk Imna Kameh Shmuel, Rab Onan Bar Tachlifa says, there were many times that I was standing in front of Shmuel, Rab Onan was one of his Talmidim, but Nochis Me'igra La'ara, he would come down from the second floor. Igra literally means the roof, or it means the second floor. He would come down from there, La'ara, to the ground floor, V'hodr Mekadosh, and only then would he make Kiddush, meaning, in other words, that there, so we see that even changing from, even going from one floor to another is not considered b'makom soda. Now Tosfos says that if you change from one place to another within the same room, that would be considered kiddush b'makom soda. On the other hand, Tosfos brings that there is a girsa, which is in fact the Rif's girsa, that says that that even mipina lapina would be a problem. Even from one corner to another in the room would be a problem. So we'll talk about soon what the, practically speaking, what the halacha is, but let's first continue the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Va'afra v'huna savar ein kiddush ela makom soda. We see that Rav Huna also agrees that ein kiddush ela makom soda. The Rav Huna kaddish, because one time it happened that Rav Huna made kiddush, the isakra le shraga, and then the candle fell over. So now he can't eat over there. So what he did was he took all of his kalim and everything that he was going to be using for eating to the wedding hall of his son Rabba. So his son Rabba had just gotten married, and it was in the middle of Sheva Brachas. So there they had a lot of candles burning. So instead he went in there to have a shraga. There were candles over there, so therefore there was light. The kaddish, the tori midi, and then he made kiddush again. Having made kiddush before, and then the candle fell over in his original dining room. Now he made kiddush again, and then he ate something. Alma kasava ein kiddush alav makom soda. So we see because he holds. So therefore, obviously, he holds ein kiddush alav makom soda. Otherwise, his first kiddush that he made before the candle fell over would have been good enough. Rabba also holds that kiddush has to only be b'makom soda, and we know this to Omer Abaya because Abaya tells us ki havena beimar, when we were in our Rebbe's house, or whenever Abaya says our Rebbe without specifying, he means Rabba. Rabba was his uncle. He was his guardian. He raised him after his parents passed away. He was his Rebbe. So when we were in his house, ki have a makadish. When he would make kiddush, and then after he made kiddush, we would be getting ready to go home and eat our Shabbos meals with our families. Omalon, he would tell us to imu midi, eat something first before you go. Dilma ada az litul ushpiza. So not really their families, but actually it's more that Ushpiza is their lodging places. The Talmidim, many of the Talmidim would be coming from out of town. They would stay in various people's houses. They would board in people's houses or stay in various inns or whatever. So he says, by the time you get back to Ushpiza, to wherever you're staying, be it your house or be it your hotel or your inn or who you're boarding by or whatever, what might happen is misakra l'chushraga. By that time, the candles might fall over or go out, and then you're not going to be able to eat over there. V'lem kaddish l'chu b'beis achila. You're not going to be able to eat then. You're not going to be able to make kiddush in the place where you eat because it's going to be too dark to see. And you won't have been yotze with the kiddush that you heard from me over here. The ain't kiddush alav makom soda, because again kiddush has to be makom soda. Therefore, eat something before you go. Now, in other words, he's telling them so like this: what might happen is it might end up being dark where you're going. Therefore, you're not going to be able to eat. So therefore, you might not be able to have the Shabbos soda at all. So Tosfos says that you might not have the Shabbos soda in a way. Rabbi is saying I'm not so concerned about that. Because if they miss the soda Friday night, there is tashlumin for it. What they can do is they can have three sodas during the daytime on Shabbos. That's how it is. If a person, for whatever reason, misses the Friday night soda, then they can make up for it by having three sodas during the day on Shabbos. So if they miss the meal, then it's not that big a deal. Or they might be able to find some place where there still is light, where they'd be able to eat, but they don't have any wine over there. But as far as kiddush makom soda, that wouldn't work from them hearing kiddush in Rabba's house unless they first eat something. Now, eating something, Tosfos says, generally in the Gemara, ti'imu midi means to eat bread. Now, with that said, though, the Gaonim say, and this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that to be Kiddush Makom Soda, you don't have to have davka bread. You don't davka have to wash and have bread. It is considered kiddush makom soda if you had a kazal, according to the vast majority of poskim, and this is how it's accepted lahalacha. If you have a kazayis of mezonos, then that's considered kiddush makom soda. Many of them also say that if you have a revius of wine, and within that you have a machloikus, is it enough to just have a revius of wine that you drank from kiddush, or would you need to drink an additional revius of wine besides whatever you drank for kiddush? Most of the poskim say that eating fruit. Or this is how the Alter Rebbe brings it, that eating fruit or drinking other drinks doesn't count for that purpose. This is why we always have, when there's a kiddush in shul, and everybody is careful to eat a kazayas of cake or crackers or what have you, in order that it can be considered kiddush makom soda. Okay. So we see that there are several Amoraim who hold that ain't kiddush ala makom soda, and this is why the halacha is like Shmuel. As far as this question of what's considered b'makom soda, so again, the problem is that you have a couple of different girsois over here. We see the girsa that we have in front of us in the Gemara over here is that if you're going, for example, from one building to another, or from the one floor to another within the same building, then it's not considered b'makom soda. What about, though, different places within the same room? Or what about different rooms on the same level? According to Tosfos's girsa, that would be fine. According to Tosfos's girsa and Tosfos's explanation, that would be fine. On the other hand, according to the Rif, we would say even mipina lapina, from one corner to another, would already not be considered b'makom soda. In Shulchan Aruch, it says, l'chatchila, you should be machmir even like the Rif, and therefore make kiddush and eat the challah or the mezonos or whatever in the same place. But if you're on the same level and going from one room to another, then we can still consider it kiddush makom soda b'di'eved. There's also the idea, it mentions in Shulchan Aruch, if when you're in the new place, you can still see the old place where you were, even partially, then it also counts as makom soda. We're going to talk about on Omid Beis the concept of shinui makom, of moving from one place to another while you're eating, when you have to make a new bracha and when you don't. And there also you have a similar kind of thing if you can see your original place from where you are now. And the Ran and the Maharam Chalava draw distinctions over here between kiddush and regular eating that we're going to talk about on Omid Beis, where kiddush, after all, you have to have. Kiddush is supposed to be in the place where you're eating your main meal. Mokum pita gorim, the Maharam Chalava uses the expression that the place where you're going to eat the bread is the most important thing, and therefore you have to be as close as possible to that, and that's why the Rif says that even to go from one corner to another would be problematic, whereas when it comes to eating and making a new bracha that we're going to talk about on Omid Beis, then there's more room for leeway. Okay. Anyway, but those are some of the basic dinim of kiddush makom soda. So anyway, now the last story we said was that Abaya is saying that Rava would tell them that you heard kiddush from me, but make sure you eat something before you leave, because otherwise you won't have been yotze kiddush over here, because ain kiddush al makom soda. So the Gemara asks, Amy, is that so, that Rabba paskin like Shmuel in that? V'ha'omer Rabbaya, but Rabbaya said a general rule, kol mili demar hava obed kerab, everything that my Rebbe did, everything that Rabba did, he would always follow Rab's shita, levar mehani twas to obed kishmuel, with the exception of these following three things that he would do like Shmuel. Number one, matirin mi beged lebeged. Now there's machloikas in Menachos. Are you allowed to take tzitzis off of one beged and attach it to another one? Rav says that not, because it's a bizoyan to the first beged. What are you taking the tzitzis off it for? No reason. But Shmuel holds that you're allowed to do that. So Rav would go like Shmuel in that. Number two, you have a machloikas in Shabbos, so we learned that last year, whether you're allowed to light one candle of the menorah from one lamp of the menorah from another one. Now, we're not talking about using a match, because to light a match from one candle and then use it to light the next one, that definitely not, because the match is not one of the neiros chanukah, and that would be ein lanu rishus l'shamash b'hen. But to light directly from one candle to another, like people who have candle menorahs, you can easily pick up the one candle and use it to light the next one. Rav holds you not allowed to, Shmuel holds you allowed to, and Rav would follow Shmuel in that. And number three, the halacha could have Shimon begrura. Number three is that Rabbah held like Rav Shimon when it comes to dragging a piece of furniture. The Tanya, as we learn in a Braisa, we learned this a number of times in Masechta Shabbos. Rav Shimon omer goder adam mita kisev esafsel the Shabbos. Rav Shimon says that a person is allowed to drag a bed or chair or bench on Shabbos. Over vachalei skaven lasis choritz, as long as he doesn't mean to make a groove in the ground, because it's dover shein miskaven, and it's not psikresha. We discussed in Shabbos, if it's a very heavy bench and inevitably it's going to dig up the dirt, then yeah, Rav Shimon agrees that it's also psikresha, but otherwise not. So we see therefore that Rabbah generally held like Rav. So when it comes to Kiddush, he should have held like Rav. And Rav says that you don't need Kiddush for Makom Soda. It's fine, we said before, that according to Rav, to make Kiddush in Shul and not eat anything, and then you are Yotze Kiddush, and you don't have to make Kiddush. The only reason you'd be making Kiddush again at home is if you have a family at home to be Motzi. So what are we saying that Rabbah held like Shmuel in this? The answer is, the difference is, when we say that Rabbo generally acted like Rab, except in these three things, he acted like Shmuel, means in cases where Shmuel is, where Rab is Machmer and Shmuel is Mekel, then generally Rabbo would hold according to Rab, who is more Machmer, except in these three cases, he held like Shmuel, who is more Mekel. But this is the other way around. Here, Rav is Mekel, and Shmuel is Machmer, and Rabbah therefore would follow Shmuel, who's the more stringent opinion. Now, the Rashbam says, what about, we learned in Eruvin that a person is not supposed to follow, for example, Beis Shammai, that's not supposed to follow the Chumris of Beis Shammai and the Chumris of Beis Hillel. You have to pick and choose which one you're going to follow and stick with it. But, so you can't, with the Gemara had said over there, you can't choose to do, for example, the kulos of Beis Shammai and the kulos of Beis Hillel, or the chumras of Beis Shammai and the chumras of Beis Hillel. So why are we saying over here that you can do the chumras of Rav and the chumras of Shmuel? So Rashbam says, because the Gemara explains over there that the problem is only when those kulos and chumras contradict each other. We had the example over there with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where they argue how much of a spine has to be missing in order for it not to be considered a skull or a spine, which is negeya as far as the halachas of Tumah and as far as the halachas of Terephus. And you have Beis Shammai, the amount that Beis Shammai says, it comes out as a kula in one and a chumra in the other. Because, for example, if Beis Shammai says a smaller amount than Beis Hillel, then it means that when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, it means that Beis Shammai is Mekel. Even a small hole is enough to make that skull is not Matamah Ba'oil, whereas Beis Hillel will be Machmer. But then when it comes to Terephus, it would be the other way around. That a small hole like that is already enough to make the animal Terepha, and vice versa. So if a person were to say, I hold the skull is not Matame, and I also hold that this animal is not chafe as a result of this hole, then he'd be contradicting himself, and then the Pasuk calls him, then the Gemara says that the Pasuk calls him a Rasha. But over here, where the Chumras of the Chumras of Rav and the Chumras of Shmuel in various dinim throughout Shas have nothing to do with each other, so therefore Rabba is entitled to say that generally he's going to go like Rav when he's Machmer, and in this case he's going to go like Shmuel when he's Machmer. Okay. So the bottom line is, again, that the halacha is like Shmuel, so therefore you have to have Kiddush Makom Soda. One interesting thing that the Rashbam points out, and this is brought la'alacha, is what happens, so we're saying the one who's making kiddush, like for example, the chazan makes kiddush and shul, we're saying he's not yotze. L'chatchila we're saying he should give the wine to a kid to drink. And by the way, there's an interesting discussion about that, because isn't the kid not supposed to eat before kiddush either? So one point is, because it's not we're not talking, it's true you're not allowed to give a kid food which is usur, but here the food itself is not intrinsically usur. The wine itself is not intrinsically usur. It's just usur before kiddush, so then there's no issue giving that to a kid. So the chazan is making kiddush on the wine. So l'chatchila, what he should do is, because he himself, so the possibilities are like this. If there's some mezonos over there that he could eat, then good, let him do that, and then he's yotze kiddush makom soda. If not, then the better thing to do is for him to give it to a kid to drink, because that way he himself can't drink before Kiddush, and he's not Yotze Kiddush over here. He's going to have to make Kiddush again at home. If there's no kid, then he can drink it, but then Lachatchila, what he should do is drink at least a Revius, because then you have, again, you have Rishonim who learn that once he's drunk a Revius, even though that includes the Maloy Lugmov that he drinks for Kiddush, nevertheless, that's enough for it to be considered Makom Soda. So there are times, well, by Fibrangans, generally you have Mizernis over there, so. Oh, Pesach, so you talk. So for example, the Fibrangan during Pesach, right, so you do that, let's say. Actually, during Pesach itself, all you can do is just, you wash and eat matzah, then for sure you have Kiddush Makom Soda. Yeah, so if you drink an extra devias of wine, more than what you drank for Kiddush, then many poskim will hold that that's good enough. If you only drank a devias, including what you drank for Kiddush, then it's more iffy, and then it's only a bidyevet, you think. Oh, okay. Okay, so an example Ali was saying is in Chabad houses, sometimes they have, at a Fabring and during Pesach, they may only have wine and macaroons, because they can't have mazonis, of course. So then, yeah, you can be yotze Kiddush Makom Soda by having a devias of wine, yeah. Nevertheless, also, the Rashbam points out, even if the person himself is not Yotze Kiddush, the people he made Kiddush for, if they're having the Soda over there, they will be Yotze. So if a person, let's say, so not talking about making Kiddush in Shul, but let's say, for example, a person goes to somebody else's house to make Kiddush for them, because let's say they don't know how to make Kiddush, then, so he himself is not Yotze Kiddush over there, because he has to go home and make Kiddush and eat and make Kiddush Makom Soda, but they are Yotze, because the fact is, it is a valid Kiddush, and for them it is Makom Soda. No, so he says the whole thing. He says, by Priya Goffin, even, that's the thing, even though he's not drinking from the wine, he can still say the bracha by Priya Goffin in order to be moti them. Because it's true that you can't be moti somebody else with a plain birkas hananin. I can't say, for example, mazonis on something that you're going to eat. But when we're doing it in connection with a mitzvah, such as Kiddush, then we're able to. So I'm able to say the bracha ha-goffin and be moti you, even though I'm not drinking from that wine yet. Yeah. Okay. So ultimately, we learn it from the pasuk, the korosa la Shabbos oneg, that where you're calling Shabbos, where you're declaring Shabbos, you have to be oneg, you have to have pleasure over there, the pleasure of the meal. And also, the Rashbam says, there's a svara, given that Kiddush has to be ala yayin, then in Bepashtus, that would mean that it has to be in the place of the soda. Because usually, you drink wine in the place where you're going to have the soda. No, what Pitoy before was the Maram Chalava used the expression, mokem Pitoy goyre. Where you're eating the bread is the most important thing, and therefore that's why according to the Rif, for example, you can't make Kiddush in one corner of the room, and then you're going to sit in a different corner and eat, because that wouldn't be Makom Pitoy. But again, the halacha, strictly speaking, is not like the Rif. You are able to make Kiddush in one part of a room and eat in a different part. But l'chatchila, you shouldn't do that, because in order to be choshesh for the Rif Shita. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Now, so far we had Rav's opinion and Shmuel's opinion. Again, Rav said that with Kiddush, with Kiddush and Shul, he's not yotze the bracha on wine. He's going to have to make the bracha hagofen again at home when he drinks wine, but he doesn't have to make Kiddush over again because Rav held you don't need Kiddush Makom Soda. Shmuel held you need Kiddush Makom Soda. Now we have a third opinion. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Afide Yayin Nami Yotzu. Rabbi Yechanan says they are even Yotze the bracha on wine, and therefore, in other words, that when he goes home and eats, he's not going to have to make another bracha, Bar Priya Goffin, on the wine that he drinks during his meal. Because after all, when he left Shul, he had in mind that he still plans to eat and drink at home. So he made Kiddush and Shul for the Orchim, as we're saying. Then he went home. Rabbi Yechanan is saying, not only does he not have to make Kiddush again at home, obviously if he has a family, he's going to be making Kiddush for them, but otherwise, he doesn't need to, but also, he wouldn't even need to make the bracha Bar Priya Goffin if he wants to drink more wine with his meal. No, he didn't bench in Shul. Who says he benched in Shul? No, he made Kiddush in Shul, then he left without making a bracha Achrayna, having in mind that he's going to be drinking more at home, and yeah. So the Gemara says, "Va'adze Rabbi Yechanan l'taymei." Now Rabbi Yechanan is going according to his shita. The Amar of Chanan ba'Abaya, Amar of Dos, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Echad Shinu Yain. Both when you have a change of wine, meaning a new barrel of wine that you're starting. So then you don't need to make a new bracha on the wine. Now the Rashbam mentions over here, you do need to make a bracha toiv va'metiv. So the dinim of the bracha tova metiv are it's something somewhat less familiar to people. But technically, when you have a new kind of wine brought to the table, then you need to make a bracha tova metiv on it. In Shulchan Aruch, it talks about the details about is it davka if the new wine is objectively better than the old wine? Is it if it's not necessarily better, but it's not necessarily worse either? It's just some a different kind of wine. Maybe you wouldn't say this bracha only if the second wine is definitely worse than the first one. And lamaisa, nowadays we don't have that as much because people just use the same wine throughout the meal. And b'chol, people don't necessarily drink wine that much through the meal. But if you do, and also you're sitting together with other people, then you say the bracha atoy v'ametiv when the new wine is brought out. So nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael now. So the Tosfos discusses over here some of the details about that. Do you need to say it even if the second wine is worse? Do you need to say it only if the second wine is at least as good as the first one, etc.? But yeah, you have this concept that you have to see. Rabbi Yechanan is saying, you don't have to make the bracha, you don't have to make a new bracha, bar priya gofen, on the new wine, but you do have to make the bracha hatoy v'ametiv. The details of it are on Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Ayin Hei. So echad shinui yayin. So whether you're changing wine, the echad shinui makom, or whether you're changing from one place to another, you're eating something in one place and then you're moving to a different place and continuing to eat, and there's no hesach hadas in between. So he says ein starach levarach. You don't have to make a second bracha. You don't need to make a second bracha bar priya gofen or whichever other bracha. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan is following his shita, therefore that he says, so if you made Kiddush in Shul, then you are Yotze, the bracha on wine. And now when you go home, you don't have to make a new bracha on the wine. So the Gemara says, Meisvi, or I have a contradiction on what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. A Braisa says, Shinui Mokam Tzarech Levarech, when you go from one place to another one, then you do need to make a new bracha, like Rav and Shmuel had said. Shinu yayin ein tzarech levarech. Only when you change from drinking one kind of wine to a different one do you not need to make a bracha. Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan. So that price has a contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says, you're right, tiyufta, it is a contradiction. So we slugged up Rabbi Yochanan. We say, therefore, a person makes kiddush in shul, definitely can't have been yotze the bracha hagofen. Definitely he's going to need to make a new bracha hagofen at home. Because of shinui makom, because he moved from one place to another. Whether he needs to make kiddush again, that'll depend on whether you need kiddush makom soda. And since in the end, as we said, the halacha is like Shmuel, then therefore that means you would need to make kiddush again over at home as well. So we're going to talk about as far as bread. Now we're going to get into this whole discussion about shinui makom. Now we're going to start talking about those dinim. So Yosef Rav Idi Bar Oven Kamed Rav Chista. So Rav Idi Bar Oven was sitting in front of Rav Chista as a Talmud. The Yosef Rav Chista Bekaam Meshmed Ravuna. Rav Chista was sitting and saying over in the name of Ravuna, Hod Amot Shinui Mokum Sorech Lavorech. This that was saying that you need to make a new bracha when you change from one place to another. Loi Shonu Elami Bias Labais. That applies only if you're going from one house to another. But not if you're going from one place to another. Let's say, for example, Rashi says, if you're going, let's say, as we said on Amud Aleph, from the ground floor to the second floor, then that wouldn't be considered a shinui makom. Again, here also you have the girsa that a number of the Rishonim have, that mipina lapina loy, that if you're just going from one corner to another, then we would say that not. Then we would say that you don't need to make, then we would say you need to make a new bracha. You don't need to make a new bracha, because you're just going from one corner to another within the same house. Now we're going to talk about, the Gemara is going to discuss soon, the difference about different kinds of foods. Which ones you do need to make a new bracha, and which ones you do need to make a new bracha when you're going from one place to another, and which ones you're not. So again, here you have the Ran brings a svara. When it comes to Kiddush, given that Kiddush has to be makom soda, and it has to be in the main place you're eating your soda, then therefore, even according to the Rif, just going from one pina to another, from one corner to another, in a big room, is already enough to make it considered not Kiddush Makom Soda. As opposed to, when it comes to other kinds of foods, not necessarily would we say that. Then we're saying that just moving around within the one room is still fine. And again, here also the post can bring up the point that we were saying before about Kiddush, that if you can see from the new place where you are, if you can see the old place where you were, then it still can be considered in the same place. So, Amalei Rav Idiba Oven. So Rav Idiba Oven tells Rav Chista, Hachi Tanena Leib Masnisa Devei Rav Hinak. In fact, yes, we learned in the Brises of the Yeshiva of Rav Hinak, the Amri Lab Masnisa Devei Bar Hinak, or others say it wasn't Rav Hinak, but Bar Hinak, Kavasach, like what you said, that if a person is doing shinri, that a person, that shinri makim is only requires a new bracha, only if it's from one building to another, but not if it's from one place to another within the same building, or from one corner to another within the same room. So the question is, so then what is Rav Huna coming to tell us? Is he just coming to tell us something that says in a braisa? We should just be able to learn the braisa ourselves, and we'll know what Rav Huna is saying. The answer is Rav Huna Masnisa Lo Shmirle. Very simple. Rav Huna didn't necessarily know over the Braisa. We know it all over in Shas. The Amoraim were expected to know all the Mishnayos. They weren't necessarily expected to know all the Braisas. So it can happen sometimes that there was a Braisa that they didn't know of, and they said something, and then it turns out that a Braisa says exactly what they said. Rabbeinu Hananel has a Girsa over here that actually the Gemara asks, that actually the Gemara asks and doesn't answer as we have over here, Rav Huna Masnisa Lo Shmirle, that rather the Gemara goes on to say that in fact, no, what Rav Huna said was not what we just reported, but rather something else about a different distinction between different kinds of food. So in other words, the Gemara, according to Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa, the Gemara accepts the objection. How could Rav Huna be saying that when it says Befedosh in a Braisa? And the answer is that no, Rav Huna was actually saying a different din that it doesn't say in the Braisa. However, the Rashbam brings that Girsa, and he says that the Rashbam calls it Shibush Gomer, a major mistake. Shibush means mistake. This is a major mistake, because what kind of a thing is that? Because you found a braisa that says the same thing, therefore you're going to say that Rav Huna didn't say that. Yeah, we have in many places in Shas that not everybody knows all the braisas, and therefore they can say something and it turns out it says the same thing in a braisa. So therefore we can keep. Therefore the Rashbam prefers the girsa that we have in front of us. The Gemara is not challenging what Rav Huna had said. The Gemara is just saying you should know there is a braisa like him, but Rav Huna did actually say that din because okay he didn't know the braisa. Now v'tu Yosef Rav Chista v'ka'amar. Now. Then Rav Chista was sitting further and saying, now the first thing that we said was that Rav Chista said something in the name of Rav Huna about Shinui Mokim, about the difference between Bias Labias versus Mimokim Lamokim. Now that was in the name of Rav Huna. Then Ratu Yosef Rav Chista Vakom Meshmei Din Nafshe. Then Rav Chista was sitting and saying another din in his own name, as his own Chiddush. That Hod Amut Shinui Mokim Sarech Lavarech. This that we're saying you need to make a new bracha when you go from one place to another. Loy Amoran Elabit Varam Shein Tunin Bracha Lachrei and Bemkoyman. That only applies to foods that do not require a bracha after them in the same place, which we'll explain in a second what that means. Aval Dvarim Atunin Bracha Lachrei and Bemkoyman. But food that requires an after bracha in the same place, Ein Sarech Lavarech. Then you don't need to make a new bracha when you move from one place to another. My timer, why is that Lakiva Kamehoder? Because he's doing it al das to continue his meal from before. Because after all, he needs to make a bracha achrona in the place where he was originally. So therefore now that he went to someplace else, he still has in mind that original kvius. Now, what are Dvorim Atonin Bracha Lachre? Everybody agrees that that includes bread. Everybody also agrees that it does not include things that require bor nefashos. Bor nefashos is considered sort of an unimportant bracha. In the sense, it's like you have benching as daraisa, bracha achas main shalosh at least has the same themes as benching, so it has a certain chshivus. Bor nefashos has much less of a chiddush. For example, a person eats something where you need to make a bor nefashos, you're not required to make bor nefashos in the same place where you were eating. You can stand when you say it, for example, as opposed to bracha achas main shalosh, you're supposed to sit when you say it, just like you're supposed to sit when you bench. So you have a three-way machloikas among the Rishonim, what is considered dvarim atunin bracha lachrei and bimkoyman? Is it only bread? Is it only bread? Is it also things that are shivas aminim? That's so 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 Tosfos discusses over here that it may be only bread. Rashi and the Rambam and a few other Rishonim say that it includes Shivas Aminim as well, because Shivas Aminim, the fact that you have to make a bracha achrona on them is considered a significant thing. Tosfos says what it is Mizonis is also considered Dvorim Atun and Bracha L'Achrein B'Mekoyman. Even though, of course, you make the same Bracha on Mizonis as you do on fruit and as you do on wine, all of them is Bracha Achmein Shalosh, but Mizonis have more of a kvius to them than wine and then wine and Peiros and whatever. And therefore, one opinion is that Dvorim Atun and Bracha L'Achrein B'Mekoyman means bread and Mizonis. Another one is that it includes, one is that it's only bread. One is that it's bread and mezonos. And the third one is it's bread and mezonos and peiros of Shivas Aminim and wine. All of those would be considered, according to that, Dvar Maton and Brach Halachre and Mimpayma. So Bonafoshes is not. No, not fruit like apples or oranges where you say Bonafoshes, but fruit like grapes or dates or figs or whatever where you say Brach Achmen Sholosh. According to that third opinion, you have Tosfos versus Rashi and the Rambam versus the Rashba about what's considered Dvorim Atun and Bracha L'Achrein B'Mekoyman. Is it only bread? Is it bread and Mezonos? Or is it everything that requires benching or Bracha Chazmein Shalosh? So again, we're saying, according to the different opinions, what we're saying is that if you have one of those things and you ate some in one place and now you're going to continue in another place, you wouldn't have to make a new bracha because you're still having in mind your original kviyas. As opposed to if you're talking about something which is not in that category. So again, everybody agrees that it includes things for which you say bor nefashos. Yesh omim, it also includes fruit and wine. Yesh omim, it also includes mezonos. Then you would have to make a new bracha because you move from one place to another. Now, one thing it mentions in Shulchan Aruch is when it comes to bread, given that we're saying with bread, you don't have to make a new bracha when you go to a different place. But what we're saying is actually, if you go to a different building, then you do need to, unless when you said hamotzi, you had in mind that you're going to eat in a different place. So in Shulchan Aruch, it mentions, for example, travelers very commonly do that. You wash and make hamotzi in one place, and then you're planning to continue traveling on. So that's fine because you're having in mind that you're going to continue eating as you go along, and you had that in mind to begin with when you said hamotz. Well, if you're going, let's say, for example, if you're going in a car or a bus or a plane or what have you, then yeah, definitely you're sitting in the same place. Then there's very little question about that. But we're talking about, let's say you're going to wash, and then you're going to start walking, let's say. So then, but you had in mind during Hamotzi that you planned to continue eating in a different place, so therefore you don't have to make a new bracha. But when it comes to, when it comes to other kinds of foods, then depending on these different opinions of Rishonim, you may have to make a new bracha if the new place where you're in is not someplace where you can see the old place from. Suffolk brachas lachol. So you don't necessarily make a new bracha in those cases, but you should also therefore be careful and not be wandering around from one place to another while you eat. Okay, so that's according to Rav Chista. That there's a difference between different kinds of foods. Some of them you have to make a new bracha when you go to a new place. Some of them you don't. Rav Sheshes Amar Echad Zeva Echad Zetzarich Levarich. Rav Sheshes says it doesn't matter. Either way, whatever kind of food, even if it's something that requires benching, even if it's something that requires bracha chazmein shalosh, or whether it's something that requires only bone nefashos, either way, you always need to make a new bracha if you're moving to a new place. So the Gemara says, "Meisu, I have a contradiction on Rav Chista. A brisa says, Bnei chavura shoyim mesubin l'shtois. If people in a group were having a kvius, they were reclining together in order to drink. Now, not everybody is goyis the word lishtois over here, and that again affects the question: what is considered dvarim atun and bracha lachre and b'mkayman? We said you have an opinion that this applies only to bread, and that drinking is not considered a davar chashuv. So then, according to that, then the word lishtois wouldn't belong in the Gemara over here. Okay, so for akuragle and lotis likras chasan or likras kala, they they picked up their feet. They left in order to go, in order to go greet a chosin or a kala, which Rashbam explains the word okru raglehen implies that they were in a hurry and therefore they were in a hurry. The chosin kala are going to pass by soon and therefore they rushed out. Otherwise, what they should really have done is they should have made an after bracha and then come back. But like this, they were in a hurry. So when they leave, ain't tonin bracha l'masreya, they do not have to make a bracha retroactively. In other words, they don't have to make an after bracha for what they ate so far because they do plan to return. And when they return, they don't need to make a new first bracha. When is that talking about? If they left one member of their party behind, for example, an old person or a sick person. So they all heard the chosin and kala coming, and they all rushed out to do that mitzvah, being makabel pnei chosin v'kala, but somebody was still left. So therefore, their original kviyus was not broken up. But if they didn't leave an old person there and they didn't leave a sick person there, then so everybody left. Then when they leave, they need to make a bracha l'mafreya, meaning they need to make an after bracha for what they ate so far. And when they return, they're going to have to make a new bracha. Which actually Tosfos discusses over here at some length, and different Rishonim discuss. Do we mean that they have to bench? Or do we mean that it's a good idea for them to bench because otherwise it may take a long time and they may miss the opportunity to bench altogether? That's also a machloikus. Are we saying they have to bench and therefore that they have to make a new bracha when they come back? That everybody agrees to. But do they, in addition, have to also bench before they leave that, or make a bracha achrenim before they leave? That is a machloikus. So Tosfos discusses and says, not necessarily. It may just mean it's a good idea for them to make a bracha achrona, because otherwise they may take longer than they expected, and then already it's going to be she's akol amoz and shemeya, they'll have digested the food, and they won't be able to make the after bracha anymore. But not that they'd be required to lalacha. But then there are other rishonim who say they would actually be required to make the after bracha, and then make a new bracha when they come back. Anyway, so midikatoni okuraglehen. So since the Braisa says that they left, and again, as Rashi and the Rashbam say, it means that they left in a hurry. So otherwise they would have made an after bracha normally. Evidently, we're talking about the kind of food that does require a bracha, an after bracha in the place where they were, namely again bread according to everybody and mizonos. According to Tosfos, wine and fruit according to Rashi and the Rashbam and the Rambam. So we're talking about one of those things. In other words, they should have made an after bracha b'mekoyman in their place before they left, but they were in a hurry to go see the chosin okala, and therefore they left. Now, only because we're saying they left an old person or a sick person behind, only because of that are they potter from making an after bracha before they leave, and that they're potter from making a new before bracha when they come back. The implication is, and actually you don't really need the implication, it says so in the Braisa explicitly, that if they didn't leave an old person or a sick person behind, so this is a kasha on Rav Chista, because according to Rav Chista, even if they never return to where they were originally, even if they finish their suda someplace else, given that it's dvarim atunin bracha lachren mimkoyman, then Rav Chista had said they're still having in mind their original kviyus. Therefore, you don't require a new bracha. But here from the Braisa, it seems that they do require a new bracha, even though they're returning to the original place where they were. So we'll leave the answer in the continuation of the sugya for tomorrow, Best Hashem. But we're still, once we finish the sugya, then we'll try to re-summarize these dinim of when you have to make a new bracha when you're going from one place to another and when you don't. Right. So if you're leaving somebody behind, then we're saying for sure you don't need to, right? One thing is, it mentions in Shulchan Aruch, lachatchila you shouldn't be doing this, to be going in the middle of your meal someplace else, where then you might be making that you're going to have to make another bracha. Don't be doing that. unless you're going for a dvar mitzvah, as we have over here, you're going likras chosin or likras kala, which is a mitzvah in itself, but not stam. So bona fides, then we're saying, yeah, right. So, yeah. Okay. Everyone.